A chaplain visits a man named Daniel after a painful family conflict. Daniel says, "I keep replaying everything. I know God is good, but right now I only feel angry." The chaplain does not rush to correct him. She does not say, "You need to be grateful." She listens. Then she asks, "Would it be helpful to talk about both what hurts and where God may still be giving grace?" Daniel nods. That is a wise beginning. The Grace and Truth Discernment Map helps leaders move gently. It gives 15 ministry prompts, but the leader does not need to use them all. In Daniel's case, the chaplain might begin with pain named. What part of this situation hurts the most? Then lament invited. Have you been able to bring that anger honestly to God? Then thought renewed. What thought keeps repeating in your mind? Then boundary considered. Is there any wise boundary needed right now? Then hope held. What promise of God feels hard to hold but still matters? Finally, next faithful step. What is one wise step you can take this week? Notice the movement. The leader does not deny the pain. The leader does not force gratitude. The leader helps Daniel bring his real life before God. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Renewing the mind is not pretending. It is learning to see life truthfully before God. Ministry Sciences observes that guided reflection can help people organize their experience, name emotions, identify patterns, and take practical next steps. But Christian ministry goes deeper. We are not merely helping someone manage thoughts, we are helping them live before the God of grace, truth, mercy, and resurrection hope. What helps? Gentle questions, wise timing, consent, concrete next steps. What harms? Using scripture like a weapon, pushing forgiveness too quickly, ignoring safety, making gratitude sound like a cure-all. A leader might say, "Let's notice grace without denying pain. Let's separate forgiveness from trust and reconciliation. Let's ask what one faithful step God may be inviting." This is the beauty of the map. It helps leaders avoid vague advice and harsh correction. It gives language for wise care. It honors the whole person. And it keeps the conversation moving toward Christ. Not every conversation will end with everything solved. But a faithful conversation can end with one honest prayer, one named grace, one wise boundary, or one next step. That is Christian gratitude discernment in action.